Okay, good luck. The title of tonight's shiur is When Does One Become a Bar Bas Mitzvah? We all know in general it can be a quick shiur, 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl. We'll now discuss a little bit of background information about that and then discuss exactly how we figure out, we calculate the age for somebody being chayv in mitzvahs. The pasuk says in this week's Sedra Parsha, told those Bereishis Perkofe, Pasuk Chavzayin, the first source, regarding Yaakov and Esav, Vayigdlu ha-Na'arim, the young men grew up and they went different directions. Vayi Esav Isha their side, Isha their, Yaakov Ishtam, Ershev Ohalim. Right, Yaakov and Esav grew up. The first one is the pasuk. Just says that the Yaakov grew up, the Esav grew up and became a hunter, a trapper, a man out in the field. And Yaakov is talking to Shavuot. So Rashi explains right there. Parakofei pasuk zayin chav zayin. So do I have the wrong? You have the wrong one. I don't believe I brought the wrong papers. I'm sorry. You know, like that. Sorry about that. That was last week's year. So I have to live without the papers. I'm sorry. My apologies. I brought the wrong papers. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, so I have to take. I apologize. I have to take my word for it. I apologize. Anyway, so Rashi comments. I'll read it out loud so you can follow. Same verb. I grabbed the wrong sheet. I apologize. Anyway, so the Rashi comments. Vayigdlu ha-Na'arim. At least I brought the right one. So Rashi says as follows: Kol zman shuktanim, when they were young kids. You couldn't really tell. They were little kids, you know. They did what they did with little kids, so you couldn't really tell them apart too well. But once they reached the age of 13, they went their different ways. Esav went to Avodah Zarah, Yaakov went to Bata Midrash, and so on. But the interesting thing is, Rashi mentions the age of 13. That's not mentioned in the Pasuk. The Pasuk just says, Vayigdlu, they grew up. It doesn't say, but Rashi brings in suddenly the age of 13. Rashi, of course, didn't make this up. It's a Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, which happens to us three. Parsha Samach Gimel, Sim and Yud. Again, I'll read it. Vayigdlu ha-Na'arim, Rebbe Omar, Moshul, Ahadas, Yizron, gives a muscle to a hadas, like a myrtle, like from Sukkot. A hadas is a myrtle plant, and it's always some kind of a thorn. So when they first begin, you can't really tell them apart. When they first begin to grow, then eventually, as they blossom, so when they grow, so then this one gives off a pleasant fragrance, the other one gives off thorns. Right? Later on, you begin to see. So it's the same thing over here. Little kids, they both go to school, they both come home from school. You can't really tell, they do the same thing. But la'achar yud gimel shana, la'achar yud gimel shana, we'll get to it. You understand? La'achar yud gimel shana, zeh haya holech lebote midrash ha'alach lebote v'rezar, kachavim. After 13 years, this is a medrash. It's already earlier than Rashi. The medrash also here mentions the age of 13. And based on that, I mentioned this is a true list, I'm going to detail here. But based on that, the medrash says, Amar lezer tarach adam atap of benolah yud gimel shana, mikam b'edah tzarech yud. The Medrash mentions the bracha that you say when the age of 13. So this Medrash here in our Sedra links Vayigdlu ha-Na'arim to the age of 13 for a boy. Yeah.
Now, once you're mentioning the midrashic power, the fear of Rivka.
So I don't go into that. The truth is, what he's referring to is the Midrashim say that even in the womb, every time they pass Rashi close, every time they pass the base of our story, he's kicked it. You're right. But that's not this measure. This measure is a different direction. But I'm just pointing out that this is a source. We don't have the age of 13 ever mentioned in the Psukim, but the Medrash comments on this possibly by Yigdlu ha-Na'arim, they became the age of 13. So that's one of the original sources for the idea of 13 being the pivotal age in terms of a boy becoming considered an adult. Another source is in the Sedra a few weeks from now, Parshas Vayishlach, where it says in Parak Lama Dalet Pasuk Chav Hey, Vayim Al Shlishi Biosam Koavim. This is when Shimon and Levi, after Dina was taken away by the people of Shem and then violated, so Shimon and Levi go and attack, and it says there on the third, and you know, we all know the whole story. They set them up, they had a bris, so they were recovering. On the third day, it says Vayikul Shimon and Yaakov Shimon Levi Achay Dina Ish Charbo. They each man took his sword, and they came into the city, and so on and so forth, and they killed everybody. So he uses the word ish. Okay, and the Medrash there, in Parsha Yishach, in Bereishis Rabbah, a Parsha Pei, in Siman Yud, it says, Ish Charbo, Rabbeleza Omar ben Shlosh Esrei Shana Hayu. They were 13 at that time. That's how old Shimon Levi were at that time, they're 13. And yet, the pasuk calls them Ish. Okay? So on the basis of this, there's another link that Ish, an adult, means already somebody's age of 13. So the earliest regular source for the concept of 13 is, of course, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah and Pirkei Avos says in Parakei, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah there gives off all the different ages for different things in life. So it says, Hu Ayah Omer ben Chamesh Shan Lemikra, the age of 5, you begin learning Chumash, ben Antanach, ben Esser Lemishnah, and there it says, ben Shlosh Esrei Lemitzvah. The age of 13 is when you're obligated in Mitzvah. It's the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. So Rashi, I don't have it on the sheets anyway, but Rashi comments, Ben Shloshes Rei Lemitzus Dichsiv, and he quotes the next pasuk that I do have, and I'll read it here. Parak Hay of Parshas Nosa, but Midbar Parak Hay pasuk Vav. It says, "Daber Ben Yisrael Ish O Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Adam Limo Mal Bashem VaOshma Nefeshahi." When it talks about holding a person responsible for averus, the Torah introduces it with the term Ish O Isha. A person is Ish O Isha is responsible for violating a chayt and so on and so forth. So Rashi there in Pirkei Avos and Parak Hay Mishnah Chafala. Rashi says, since it says with regards to responsibility for your deeds, Isho Isho, so we know that somebody who's not qualified as an Ish is not responsible for his deeds, and therefore Rashi said, and Rashi says, Eino kor Ish Achu Ben Shoshes Rei Shana. If you're not called an Ish until the age of 13, and how do we know that? So Rashi quotes the pasuk by Shimon and Levi, okay, the brothers of Dina, and Levi then was 13 years old, and Rashi tells you he figures out how he can figure out that he's 13 years old. That's what Rashi says. There actually is another Rashi in Nozir, where Rashi, you know, gives you a homework assignment basically. Rashi in Nozir, the Chof Tesman Beis, says, the Gemara there is talking about the person who's responsible for taking a neder and to become a nazir, and Rashi there also says that a person, right. So therefore, Rashi says, "Shalom matzino b'chol haTorah shehei kari ish b'pachos ben yud gimel." We never find anywhere in the entire Torah somebody less than 13 classified as an ish. Aval ben yud gimel, but somebody is 13 matzino. Shekara Kasav Ish. We do find he's called an Ish, and he quotes that pasuk in Parsha Vayishlach that Shimon and Levi took Ish Harbo. Ugemiri, says Rashi, have a tradition. Shimon Levi, the Haishaita, but Eid Gimel Shana. They were 13 years old. And Rashi says,
Where's it from that they were
13? Oh, so Rashi here says, Barotza Lachshov, Yete Rachshov. You want to go calculate it? Go do it yourself. Right. So that's a problem. How are they both? Because incidentally, Rashi and Pirkei Avos said Levi was 13. The younger one of the two was 13. Here, Rashi and Nozir, that's why I quote that Rashi against Chof Tesman Beis, Dilmas of Yossi, Rabbi Huda, he says, you want to figure it out? Go figure it out. But the truth is, and the Bartanura also, Bartanura, again, a comment in that Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Ben Shloshes Rei Lemitzus, he says, the Levi boasts of Parak Ben Shloshes Rei Shana. Levi was 13.
Right,
so Tosis Yontif figures out the Cheshbon. Rashi told you, if you want to figure it out, go do it yourself. The Tos Yom Tov, that Mishnah figures it out based upon how old, you know, they were born, actually, seven, a child can live in the seventh month, there's a whole Cheshbon that they were, that they were 7 months apart, you're off the hook. So, there it says, Levi was 11 when they left here, they stayed 6 months over there, and then 6 months somewhere else. Anyway, if you want to look it up, I'm not going to spend the time now. But he says, Levi was 13 years old. I brought the wrong papers, so no sheets on them, sorry. So, anyway, it says, Hare, let's see. That was one. Hare, Levi, ben Yud, souvenir from last week. Okay, anyway, Hare, Levi, ben Yud, Gimel, Shon, and the left on the Shem, Levi was 13 on the Shem. Fine. So we have this tradition that Levi and Shimon were 13, or at least Levi was 13 years old. The pasuk calls him an ish is somebody who was responsible for his deeds. So he put that together with the medrash in our sedra. When it says va'yidlu ha'me'arim, it means that they turned 13. That's the Rashi quotes the medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. You put it all together, so you have the age of 13, like it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, ben shloshes rei lemitzvos. Now, then Rashi goes on in Pirkei Avos, nusach acher, ben shloshes rei lemitzvos. He had mentioned something else. The me talks here about physical maturity. The me shehavi shtei saras bolach halvitzus daraisa dalach lamosh misinai v'shirach acharon habos shtei saras v'shoshu reishama. We know that the person begins to develop the signs of physical maturity at around that age. So that's the age of 13, and we have halach lamosh misinai, which we'll come back to. And Rashi says, Kedin Roh Hatinok, most kids, overwhelming majority of people, you know, have developed their basic signs of physical maturity at that point. We don't know for sure, we're not required to check them. Gemara has in Nida, Daf Mem Vav Bet Aleph, a famous statement of Rava. The Omar Rava, it says, Tana Shegila Chalashon, Se'ena Tzirdika Chazoka Hedia Simon, it's called Chazoka the Rava. Rava says at a certain age, it comes out 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, there's a Chazoka, there's an assumption based at the Rashi. Pick up, it says most kids at that age they've developed that simon. Also, there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin and the Shabbat Testament. At what age can a person physically appropriate? Can a person physically reproduce? It also relates to that. So I apologize. I brought the wrong sheets. I brought last week's sheets on the stage. So. We'll see. Okay. And the Tosfos is not in the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Sometimes that's last week's. You can keep it. But anyway, the Afal Pisha B'Dor. 2 weeks actually. Right here. Anyway, the Afal Pisha B'Dor. Achonim Nosacham Simul Avos Sasek Kanavas Yud Beishana Liom Echad LeKatan Ben Yud Gimel Shana. So that's the Tosfos says they fixed the thing 12 for even though they can actually procreate earlier, can produce zera earlier, and the woman, a girl, can become pregnant earlier. But that's what Chazal set up, the age of 12 or 13. And as far as halacha is concerned, so the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Gerushin in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, he says that for the purpose of miyun, that the father wants to marry off the daughter, and then she can, when she turns older, she can refuse it. Okay, again, without the details. Now, the Rambam also mentions that that's the age of there's a chazaka that she has. Simonim appears in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Some kufman hey, see if you test. Aval stoma mishiyeshul yibay shona in her chalaman when she reaches 12 years old. Because we assume that at that age she's already reached the physical signs of maturity. It also comes up in halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Arachan. Those cases of miyun are not, and gerush is not our issue now. But to read from the Shulchan Aruch and Arachan. Chaim, Hilchos Brachos, and Brachos Shachas, Simon Nun Hei, Sif Hei. So it says, Im Lo Hei, Yishtei Saris, if the child is not, did not show the signs of physical maturity, then even if he reached the age, Dino Kekotten, if you treat him like a cotton. However, the Ramah adds, Umiu ain't medactic in this house. We're not medactic and investigate. Why? Elakol shigil, chal shno sov, once you reach that, those years, machzakinu also kagod of omi lina zeh, mistoma hegi shtei sarah. We have a mistoma, again, that's called the chazoka de rova. What do you mean lina zeh? The Magen Avraham says, maybe it's only by the Rabbana. Tefillah after all is the Rabbana. Okay. The first one was the Ramah. Simon Nun Hei Sif Hei. So the Magen Avraham and Simchat Zayin write Leinyan Zeh Pirish Kevin the Tefillah Hu Derabbanan. This Chazaz you asked before, so the Creator of Ados. So the Magen Avraham wants to suggest only Dinim Derabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Simchat Laman Aleph asks, I but some Rishonim hold Tefillah Deraisa. Yet the Tefillah with a minion is not the Derabbanan. So anyway, he says it's all about. Yeah, so therefore he says it may not work for all other chiyuvim. That's why Aruch HaShulchan also writes in that same siman Nun Hei Sif Yud Aleph, the Rabbanan Amrina Chazaka Zuvelo B'Doraisa, and he brings numerous wives. However, not everyone agrees. So the Shari Tshuva on that page in the Shulchan Aruch, I believe that the next time at all, I'll give you the sheets from this year, those who want it. Shari Tshuva writes in that same siman Nun Hei Sif Kot Meches, he says it's Mashma Delinyan Chiyuvim D'Raisa Ein Amoil. Ube'emez das harbe toskim de chazoka de rabba habe de reisa. So there's many postmen claim the Shari Tshuva hold it even works by de reisa. Okay, so I don't.
Is there a story for the question?
I think it's just the norm. What we see. And chazoka works by de reisa too. Chazoka sometimes will be heard. And the machlokas.
A lot of things,
yeah.
So why should
we
demand?
Okay, but there are. Okay, yeah, come on. That's the machlokas. Now, but that still doesn't tell us where this exactly comes from. So it's interesting. There's one or two other sources before I get to this point. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes Siv Yud, Birchas Hamazon. The Rambam writes, that's a question. How old, you know, who can you count, and so on and so forth. He also mentions 13 and having space hours, again, the physical signs. And again, the Mishnah Berurah there also brings up the notion that perhaps only Rabbanan and so on. Another thing that happens besides physical maturity is something else also. The statement in Avos Rav Nosson, so-called Mesechtas Ketanos, printed in most editions of the Shas in the back of Nezikin. After Regular Pirkei Avos, there's something called Avos Rav Nosson. Nosson was a Tana. Whether he wrote all of Avos Rav Nosson just begins with his statement, so that's for the scholars to discuss. But anyway, it says in Avos Rav Nosson, an interesting statement. Yetzirah, this is Avos Tov Nosim, Perek Tezayin. Perek Tezayin. Avos Tov Nosim says, Yetzirah, Ketzer Amu Shlosh Esrei Shana, Godol Yetzirah, Yetzirah Tov. The Yetzirah is 13 years old in the Yetzirah Tov. Why? Because the Yetzirah is already when the child was first born. In fact, in the mother's womb, when you begin to kick, to get out, you begin to stir, to get out. So it's Mimei Imo Shel Adam. When he's just first coming out of the womb, is already Yetzirah. But the Yetzirah Tov is Acha Yud Gimel Shana Nolad Yetzirah Tov. As they say, obviously of Nosan, it's also in Koheles Rabbah. Parsha Dalet Simon Yud Gimel on the Pasuk Tov Yelad Miskein Vechacham. Tov Yelad Miskein Vechacham is the Yetzirah Tov. It's called the Yelad. Compared to the Yetzirah Ra, the Yetzirah Tov is younger. Lomani Kosher Yelad, ki ein mizad nizdavi lormele ben yud gimel shana lamala. And he's miskein because no one listens to him. Fine. But the bottom line is they have two sources in Midrashic literature. They have all this of Nosan, that writes in Tezayim. Kalas Rabba, Parsha Dalet, that say that the Yetzirah Tov comes in at the age of 13. So I think it means is, simply speaking, we spoke before now about the physical sign, there's also certain intellectual, you know, discernment. You know, Piaget, this is a psychiatrist, had all the stages of different things. Huh? Psychologist, yeah, had all these stages of development, different things that a child realizes at different ages, and so on. There comes a point where a child begins to realize there's more people in the world besides him. And so I think with the Chazal times, the age of 13, you begin to have a certain discernment to know what's right and wrong better. That's what it means the Yetzirah Tov is implanted. Okay. Bottom line, though, the Rosh has a famous tshuva in the Tshuvas HaRosh, and by the way, based on the following. Well, before I get to the Rosh, I mentioned one other thing. Also, the Perush HaRosh in the Dharam Lamed Beis and Beis also quotes the same idea. Yetzirah Tov is older. Before I get to the Rosh, I'll mention earlier Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra writes bottom line. This is in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Chaf Pasuk Tes. Ibn Ezra writes, Kitzrichim anachnu lemesoros avoseinu. For this matter, to determine what age you're responsible, never mind all these nice little sources, and then we assume that it developed physically, and the Yetzirah Tov came. Bottom line, it's mesoros avoseinu, says Ibn Ezra. Which is striking when he says that. Ibn Ezra's, you know, usually always looking for the pshat, the harbor you have to find. He said there's no hard and fast pasuk here, and therefore we have to assume that our tradition is what we're based on. That's it. He's talking there about someone being executed for in the end of Parshas Kedoshim for various averes, getting skila and chenek. He says we cannot extract from any pasuk the exact age at which we taka execute a person. I don't know, talking about serious business. We're talking about putting someone to death. So for whatever averes they're talking and speaking about over there, gam lo nichtav ben kama shanim yeh bar mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere mefurish, and therefore the Ibn Ezra admits. Tzvikim amachlu l'masaras ha'lasayim. We have a tradition. That's it.
Okay,
that's all. Yeah.
What I find interesting is that whether it's Yud Gimel, your faithful girl, I would say that should go into the rubric of shiurim.
Oh, that's the rock. That's the rock. Very good.
That is.
Very good, good, good. So let's see. Yeah. So actually, there is a Gemara in Sukkah. It's in a few places. There is in Sukkah. So I quoted it here from, I'll find it, from the Gemara in Sukkah. We have a tradition in the Gemara in Sukkah of Haman Reis that certain things are in the category of Halacha Moshe Sinai. And one of the things it says, always group these together, shiurim chatzitzin u'mechitzin. Halacha Moshe Sinai. Chatzitzin u'mechitzin not our issue right now, but shiurim. Now we have shiurim amounts for many dinim. How do you know that you have to eat a matzah? How much matzah you have to eat? We know a kezias on Pesach. Where does it say kezias? Okay, where does it say that a mikveh has to have this amount, 40 saws worth of water in it? And where does it say that a lulav has to be this high? Many mitzvahs are measurements that are assigned, either weight or measurement or size or something that's assigned, which we don't have anywhere in the Chumash. These are all, says the Gemara, these are all in the category. Sometimes there are a Muslim, a hint, but says the Gemara, these are all halacha l'moshe misina. Halacha l'moshe misina means something that's oraisa, it's part of the Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. So that's what Ibn Ezra was driving at. Masara Sabo Sena, we have a tradition as part of the oral Torah. The Moshe was told this is how much you have to eat a matzah, and this is how much you eat on Yom Kippur if you're going to be punished for violating Yom Kippur. Kosevas, all these different shiurim are based on halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Rosh writes in a tshuva, in the Shalas was Rosh, Klal Tes Zayin Simon Aleph, someone asked him, May I love the Ben Yad Gil Shomi Lach Robar Onshin, Abba Pachos Mikain Lo. Where do we know that once he hit 13, so you deserve to be punished if you violated Yom Kippur earlier than that? So he says, Amar, ki halacha moshe misirayhu. The Rosh says, poshut, it's halacha moshe misirayhu bechal siurim chatzitz and mechitzin, shein halacha moshe misirayhu. It's included. All the other sizes and measurements and amounts, and it's also in a way a measurement about 13 for a boy, 12, he doesn't say about 12 for a girl, but that's what the Rosh writes in this tshuva. The Maharil, also in a tshuva, in Siman Nun Aleph, mentions the same exact thing, halacha moshe misirayhu. At the end, he also mentions Isha, mentions for a woman, it's 12, and so on. All these other things, how we know of Royal Labi, and various other things that are determined by age, says the Rosh, says the Maharil, is all in the category of halacha moshe misirayhu. In fact, there's a tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer in some Kuf Tzadi Beis, where he tries to collect all the halacha moshe misirayhu. You know, there are a lot of different, let's say, the fact that the tefillin straps have to be black. Now, who says that? Doesn't say in the Chumash tefillin straps have to be black. How do we know tefillin straps have to be black? Halacha moshe misirayhu. So the Chavos Yoyer, the Gemara says, so the Chavos Yoyer collects them. So I forgot about how many there are on his list, but number Ayin Beis, number 72 on the Chavos Yoyer's list is Sheben Yud Gilui Omechad La'om Shinu Halacha moshe misirayhu. That's one of the things on his list. He collects all these things and tarsh about that. So one of them is at the age of 13, it's all halacha moshe misirayhu, and that's all the Achronim accept this halacha Chayodim in Chelak Al Chasam. Aleph, he says, Minatora ain't a cotton befall. Onshin kibul chazal, the halacha mosh misina shalom nikra zocher ish ache ben yud gimel shonim shlemos. Okay, it's a kabbalah from chazal, halacha mosh misinai, and that's for a boy. And the chayodim goes on to say the same thing. He says, well, nikra sanakeva ish ache bas yud ben shonim shlemos, kabbalah zocher. And he figures out how you calculate. If you're born this and this day, that year, so you become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, and that year, and then he talks about, which is not what if it's a leap year, and all the other problems with GM. Okay, y'all will get to that shortly. Okay, and he writes again, the Chayodim does, who mechlal kol ha-shiurin shekibu chazal alach ha-mosh mi-sinai. This is included in all the other things that alach ha-mosh mi-sinai. He does say, though, regarding you also need the physical signs of maturity. So he says, we go to Chumran and Daraisa, Rabban and Lekula, the Mishabura mentions as well, Simon Nun Hei, Sivkot and Mem, Shekain, Chibu chazal alach ha-mosh mi-sinai, Shalom Nikra, Zohar Ish, Achi Yishlom Olo Yud Gimel Shana, and the Yavi Gam Kein Shtei Saris, again, the physical signs. They've included all the other things Allah Hamosh Misinai. And again, it says by Daraisa we have to be machmir the Baruch Gula that we mentioned before. Why do girls have a year earlier? So here it's interesting. There's a pasuk in Bereishis when Chava, when the first woman was created. So it says in Parak Beis of Bereishis pasuk from Beis, Vayiven Hashem Elokim Asat Tzela, because Baruch Hu took the ribs from Adam and he built. Vayiven means he built. But the Gemara has a need of Mem Hayim Beis Amar Chista. As another drush from the word by Yiven, not from building, but from Havana, from understanding, Melamed Shemasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bina Yisera V'Isha Yosem V'Ish. Women have Bina Yisera, a greater understanding. Is that true? Probably is true. But that, what does that mean exactly? What exactly does it mean? So, the Rosh, in Maseches Nida, you have the Tosa HaRosh printed on the bottom of the page. So the Rosh there in Nida says, what does that mean, Bina Yisera? They have a greater perception. I don't know what the Rosh's wife said, but what he says, what it means is, Hiktim ba bina yosem, she develops her intellectual understanding earlier than a man. That's what it means. It's not that she necessarily, as an adult, has greater insight. I'm not saying, I wouldn't say now, let's say, my wife and I, so we're more or less saying, does she have greater understanding? Probably she does. But that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, says the Rosh, earlier. Bina yosem means earlier. So that also, if we go back to before, that part of Chiyuv and Mitzvahs depend upon some intellectual understanding. So she develops it earlier, so that's why she's Chayav earlier. In fact, there's another thing. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun. The Gemara quotes Abaye. Abaye, was an orphan. He was an orphan from birth. Abaye is Asher b'chol Yerucham, Rashi Tevis. Asher b'chol Yerucham Yosam. So Abaye was his father died when his mother was pregnant with him, and the mother died in childbirth. Abaye never knew his parents. He was raised by his uncle Rabbo, and then he had a lady, a certain woman who would raise him, helped out. So a lot of times the Gemara quotes Omar Li Ain. The woman, the nurse, taught me. They taught him not halacha so much as practical knowledge, street smarts, whatever we call it, general knowledge. There are a number of interesting gemaras. So one of those gemaras in Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Omar Li Ain, Bar Shisla Mikra, Bar Eshonishna, Lodifni. So 6 years old should start learning. We had in the Pirkei Avos 5. And Bar Tleisa L'Tanisa Me'eis La'eis, that boy is 13, he's strong enough to fast. Strong enough to fast the whole day, ubetinokes, and a girl, Bas Tresa, already 12 is strong enough. So Rashi comments there on Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Why is the girl earlier? Shehina Maharis Lavi Koach. She develops physically stronger also earlier. And Rashi says it's because she's not learning Torah. She doesn't have the doesn't zap her right. Shehina Matesh Kovu Matar. But even without that, the truth is, I think it's most of the time true. The girls also, they get taller earlier and so on. They develop physically earlier than boys. So that also seems to be part of the picture. The Rambam mentioned something very interesting in his Perish HaMishnah, neither there, in Perakei in the Mishnah Vav. He says a different thing. Now, I don't know if it's true today. I think it's not true. But in the days of the Rambam, maybe it's true. Also, Gil HaNekevas, he's talking about for Nidorim purposes. Also, Gil HaNekevas, almost Nidorim, Lamata Megil HaGvorim. The girl is younger, and they have a shorter life expectancy. I don't know, I think today I think women live longer, no?
Yeah.
But in the days of the Rambam, so in day she may chaye and pachos may chaye hagvarim ala ro. Most of the time men live a little longer, so you gotta even it up. They start early. No, because that means that they start early, they gotta give them the same amount of time. As I think.
I mean, the Dharm. That's the place, or that's
the... He's talking about it in the Dharm. That's the one.
Yeah, I mean, Dharm, you yeah. have
I know, right? Yeah, okay, well, that's the Rambam says. You want to see it? Huh?
I think maybe it's a key.
Maybe. That's how the Torah Tzimim. The Torah Tzimim sums all this up when I look it up in the Pasuk and Parshim and the end of Chum by Nadarm. And the Parshim Mantra. And the Parakamid Os Mem out of the Torah Tzimim. He sums it up. He says, Kokos Agub. And Chinuch and everything, so the girls are earlier.
Fine.
Yeah, okay, right. Now. Anyway, now the question is, okay, so we've established it's 13 for a girl, it's 12, it's halacha l'mosh misina, we have all these nice remazim from Shimon and Levi, and from our pasuk, v'ayidul ha'norim, you know, Yaakov Rashi says, Yaakov Esav, when they turned 13, they parted the directions and so on. So, but the bottom line, like the Rosh said, that's all the achronim accept, it's halacha l'mosh misina, 12-year-olds, for girl Thursday, and even Ibn Ezra, again, when the Rishonim writes, Tzrichim Anul Masaras Avosena, we need the tradition from our ancestors, because you can't really extrapolate this in any pasuk in the Chumash. But now we have to figure out what exactly, what do you mean 13? 13 from when? From when he's born? Is it down to the minute? It's the 13th year. So we find, it's interesting, with regards to years in Halacha, we find sometimes there are different rules with measuring years. So for example, at the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, you know, Masechet Rosh Hashanah begins by telling us that there are four dates that are classified as with New Year for certain purposes. Certain purposes, they're like Rosh Hashanah, week or Rosh Hashanah, Echad Tishrei is the New Year for this purpose. And Echad Nisan is, so I know I used to explain to Talmid, it sounds strange, but we have the exact same thing in the American calendar, right? So the New Year in terms of the calendar is January 1st, but the fiscal year, you know, is in June 30th is July 1st. And the academic year starts in September. So we also have New Years for different purposes, the different dates of the Chazal are the same thing. So there it mentions in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah that the New Year for kings, meaning, as Rashi explains it, for the Shtaros, when you kept the record, so you dated things, this is a certain event, in the, like we have in the Megillas Esther, this was the third year of the reign of Ahasuerus, this was the tenth year of the, that's how they reckon things for document purposes. So how do you measure a year? You had to keep track of, you became the king on this and this date. So the Gemara says in the first daf in Rosh Hashanah, Beizim and Alv, going over to Beizim, Beiz Tanar Abonon, Melech Sh'omad V'Esim V'Tisha V'Adar. The king became, took over the throne on the 29th of Adar. Remember, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the new year for kings. Kevan Shiyegia Echad Nisan, also Rosh Hashanah. Now, Echad Nisan, okay, you're talking about the honored after 2 weeks, this is the king. The king, after one day, he's in reign now, the second year of his reign, even though he's only king for a day or two. Okay? So, the Gemara says, on a Bezman Bezman Shana, Yom Echad Mashana, Chosim Shana, one day into the year, that's already considered an entire year. That's what Rashi says, Bezman Av Rosh Hashanah. Let's see. So, also, Losana Kroma, Kol Solo Shnoso. One day already, the whole year is the only, after Monav Rosh Hashanah, now it's called the second year. So, one could argue, maybe it's the same thing by Bar Mitzvah, kid is born, and then Rosh Hashanah of the 13th year, he and all the other kids who are born, now you become Bar Mitzvah. That would save on catering, to make all the Bar Mitzvahs one big party for all the boys in the shul. Right, the new wedding, got everyone in Madison Square Garden. You can have one big Bar Mitzvah for all the kids that are turning 13 that year. And we find it not only by kings, we find it also in Rosh Hashanah. You mentioned Daftes. In Rosh Hashanah, Daftes Mabeis, talking about for Arla purposes. Let's say the Torah tells us when you plant a fruit tree, so for the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit of the tree. It's called Arla, or use them for anything, right? And then the 4th year is not the revived. In Rosh Hashanah, then the 5th year. So how do you measure the year? You have to put a little sign by every tree you plant, when exactly I planted it? No, when it says Rosh Hashanah, Echad Tishrei is called Rosh Hashanah Latias. The team is a sapling. I plant the sapling. So as long as I planted it here, it's not one day, it's got to be able to take take root. So there's discussion. How many days? 2 weeks? A month? Once it takes root, let's say I plant it in, they say I plant it in April or May or July, something like that. By the time Rosh Hashanah, I plant this sapling. Now it comes Rosh Hashanah in the end of September, so that's already called 1 year. The year of Arla is up. That's how the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Dapes. For Shemitah purpose, other things, again, there it's you have to shloshim yom. So that is 30 days before, not 1 day like with the king, it has to take root. So it says Erev Shri Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah also Lo Shana. Okay? And that's how Rashi explains. Kevan Shigi Yom Echad B'Tishrei also Shana Minyan Shnei Orla. Alright, so that's with regards to that. So clearly there are some halachas in which the year is measured by Rosh Hashanah. However, there are many things that are not like that. So for example, the Gemara Nida Daf Mem Zayin Beis says the Tanya Shana Ha'amura B'Kachim. What about a year for the age of the animal, you know, to be able to be eligible for karbonas? Or shana hamura bebote arechoma, okay? Or b'shon stay shonam shibestei achuza. The Torah tells us if you sell property or houses, depending upon where it is, and you can buy it back within a certain amount of time, you know, for the relatives, you don't want to lose the field they've had in the family for so many generations, so they're allowed to buy it back within a certain amount of time. All those things, or shay shonam shibestei achuza. An Eved Ivri works for 6 years. 6 years, from, right? Maybe so I bought an Eved Ivri 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, so now already that's 1 year's up. And it says the Cain should have been the Shabbat, Kula Me'eslay. Those things don't go by Rosh Hashanah or the first of Nisan. That goes by the year, measuring from when you bought the Eved Ivri or from when you sold the field. Yeah.
You just mentioned animals in there. That's a quote from the Gemara.
Shana Mor B'Kachim. Why is it?
Because I guess not moving on to that. I mean,
you have to look it up.
Yeah, when you start about set, it has to be up to a year old. It goes Rosh Hashanah. In fact, every Tosfos even has a kasha.
That's for Meiser Nehema.
No. A carbon tumid has to be up to 1 year, right?
Right.
So it changes the year at Rosh Hashanah. So they have a kasha. Have you ever bring a carbon on Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, because those are your days.
Before that,
you're right. The animal at time.
So if the animal
is cut, you know, I have to check it. So I have to look. Maybe not for all cuts. I have to check. That's a good question.
Well, it has to be okay. Within 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Certain things. Yeah. We'll have to check. Okay. Anyway, but I was more interested. It says the bane of bus. Okay. So there's got to be meislay. Says Rashi. What is meislay? We'll look it up. Before you, I remember you're talking about. You're right. So the Tarashi Nida Memzayin Bay says meislay miyom liyom. Meaning from the day that they were born till the day of now. The lo amrinan laminyan olam shetichle shnasa erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't go by the calendar year that expires on Rosh Hashanah to these dinim. So obviously for some things we do go by that, for some things we don't. Okay? The Gemara says, what does it mean, in terms of the people? So the Mishnah actually says it means that Mem Hamad Beis, Bas achasasre vishon of yom echad nidoreha nidokin. Again, back to nidorim. A child takes a neder. Now sometimes a kid can take a neder and he's close to bar mitzvah, close to bar mitzvah. So we do say, you understand? So we have to remove the samachish, it's called. So we have to examine. Does the kid know what he meant? Did he really understand? Okay, but after 12, it doesn't matter, you know, too bad. You're bound by what you said, right? Same thing at 13. So, there it also sounds like, Vashtem es seishon of a yom echad. That doesn't sound right. Or 12 in 1 day. We'll come back in a moment to what that means. Or 13 in 1 day. So, based on that, it looks like it's the years of this person's life. It's not Rosh Hashanah, because the term yom echad doesn't make sense. The Rambam writes in the Foskishas, Perak Beis Halacha Chafal, Kol Hashanim Ha'amuros Beben Ubebas, or Be'erchim. Right, so the Torah assigns different values of a person, pledges the value of a person for kachim, so it depends how old, and so it's all the psukim in the Torah. All these things, or the whole makom, ain't on lo shnei halavanim v'lo shnei achama. It's not a matter of counting now how many lunar years or how many solar years went by. Ela shanim shall say to her ibur, the Jewish years, whatever. So even though now there were 13 months, it was an either, okay, but still only 1 year. It's not called now a second year. You don't start calculating, the years. You're right. You count the Jewish year, what we call a year. Shein pshutos umuboros, kemo shebezdin kovin osam. It's determined by bezdin. Okay, it's not determined by a guy who's figured out, X number of cycles of 365 days went by. That's not what you do. You figure out based on bezdin. Okay, uvo osam shonim monim l'chol divrei hadas. All things in our religion, the Rambam writes, again, this is Perek Beis, the Lichus Isha, Salah HaKabal, go by this type of calculation. Now we know in a number of places, the years, for example, for fasting and in Kippur. The sugya in Yuma daf pei beis amralav. The Gemara says you, when a kid is younger, you can begin training in l'shaos. He can fast X number of hours on Yom Kippur, right? So it says ben shmona ben teisha mechantel l'shaos ben esther ben achasasrei mashlim midrabanan. The 10 or 11 drabanan ben shteimasrei mashlim midaraisa betinokas. A girl at the age of 12. That's the Huna of Nachman says, no, it's 13, but the Gemara says they're not arguing. Rashi explained, he's talking about boys, he's talking about girls. So again, we find that as well. And the Rambam writes, with regards to Yom Kippur, the Shisus Osir, Perek Beis, Aloch Yad Aleph, Bashemes Reishonah Yom Echad, a girl who's 12 in one day, Uben Shoshes Reishonah Yom Echad, a boy 13 in one day, Sheviu Shtei Sarah, so again, have the physical sign, Harehen Kigdolen L'chol HaMitzvahs, they're considered adults for all mitzvahs, Umashlim Min HaTorah, they have to fast, to hold them, keep Min HaTorah, and so on. And that's the Shulchan Aruch, Ilchsun Reish, Tav Reish, Tezayin, Ilchushim Kippur, Siv Beis. I just want to address, what is this business, Shteimes Reish Yom Echad? I had a woman that came to me. What's the Yom Echad? A woman came to me in my store here in town. On a Friday afternoon, mamish, in a state of absolute panic, because her son was becoming bar mitzvah. He was a bo bayom, was Shabbos. The kid was born, Shabbos was his bar mitzvah. And you know, the whole family was in, and the kiddush, and with the laning and everything else. And she just heard that it says Shlosh Esrei has to be 13 in one day, and she was she has the whole setup in the shul, the kids laning and everybody's in. So I have to postpone. What are we gonna do? She said, is there any way we can get out of it? So I said, don't worry about it. That's all it means. 13 in one day means on your 13th birthday, because the 13th year ended the day before. It doesn't mean 13 in one day.
Okay?
A different issue, right? But she was nervous. No, but he's going to be mostly everybody and then whatever he was doing. But the point is, the mother was, I'll never forget this, she was so up. She said that, she calls, you got to find me a hetter. I said, it's an easy hetter. He said, that's not the din. So the truth is, it means one day. Yeah. That's a good question. Actually, so far, says in Choshen Mishpat, still in Lamed Hei Sifalot, Kotam Kosel Ahoy, right? A minor can't be an aide in the Bezdin. Afilo Ahoy Novam Rechov. You know, he's very precocious, very intelligent, can explain what happened. We're not going to accept him in his testimony. Achi obviously says, unless he has physical maturity, Achar Yud Gimel Shonim Gimuros. The Lashon Shohar was 13 full years, okay?
First day of the 14th year.
Right, it's the first, exactly. Yeah, the first. We'll get that also. So the Sma, Mirzanai Sma, on the side of the page there in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Lamed Hey, and Sukkot and Beis, right, what does Shonim Gemuros mean? Pirish Yud Gimel Shonim Shlemos. Below Tema, like we say with other dinim, Kusu Slosim Yom Bishnasu Gimel, Harayu Kishonim Yachoshim Gigado. That once he is 1 month into his 13th year, like we saw by Orla and other things, that's a no, we don't say that. That's what it means, Gemuros. But the the Balatanya writes in Siman Nun Gimel Sifid Gimel, Umasha Amur Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad Lo Shet Sarach Yom Echad Yoser Al Yud Gimel Shana. The Balatanya points out you don't need another day on top of the 13th year. El Alomar Shet Sarach Yud Gimel Shana Shlemos Miyom El Yom V'Lo Shet Yom Echad V'Shana V'Shana Shet Gimel Nefzor Shana Avo Miyad Shehigia Tchilas Knisas Hayom Shenoah Bo. As soon as the moment of the arrives of the day that his birthday, the kolu bo yud gimel shonim shleimos, and now means 13 full years have passed. Right, so that's haray mitzvahs kisayom zeh ki yom sholem v'haray hu ben yud gimel yom echad. Now he's cool, 13 in one day. So I told his mother that the boy he is 13 in one day. It's his 13th birthday. You are 13 years in one day. Okay, the ain sarch. Now he adds. Now he might ask the following question. But what if the kid was born at 5 o'clock in the morning? Do we go by me'eis la'eis? In other words, you have to figure out, okay, 13 years, but the 13 is on the spot. Not every kid was born right at the same time, right? They're born different hours of the day, so maybe you should have to wait until, you know, that time of day when he was born 13 years old. So the Baal HaTanya right there, and some of them gimel, the ain sarach yud gimel shana me'eis la'eis. You don't need it to be me'eis la'eis. The Mishnah Berurah writes in that same simon, that which we say all over, you hear that expression, 13 in one day. Again, he says, rather, you need full days as opposed to part of the year counting. Okay, and he writes, okay, even if he was born, kid was born, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, right before Shkia, right at the end of the day. Mamash, at the end of the day. Nasa bar mitzvah b'tchilas le'er Rosh Hashanah l'shanas yudalet. The following year, 13 years later, on his 13th birthday, the beginning of his 14th year is Rosh Hashanah. Even though he wasn't born till the end of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to work me'eis le'eis. Now the truth is, not everybody agrees to that. Interesting enough. That was the Mishnah Berurah. So, Lamed Gimel, same thing as Nun Gimel. I have to look in the chart, see if he quotes about time. But the same thing. Everybody's telling me 13 in one day doesn't mean one day on top of the
place.
So he doesn't mention it by May Slate. The Baal Tanya does. The Baal Tanya ain't started Gimel Shana. Just a moment. Yeah, he doesn't mention the Mishnah Berurah there, doesn't mention May Slate. We'll get to later. Correct, that's it. But there is a Rashi in Erechim, Yud Ches Amud Beis, which has a parallel sugya we mentioned before in Nida. Now, the Rashi I quoted earlier in Nida, when it says Me'eis Leis, Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Nida, Rashi defined Me'eis Leis, Miyom Liyom. Just to the day. However, Rashi in Erechim, the parallel sugya there, in Erechim, Yud Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Mas Me'eis Leis, Rashi writes, Oso Yom Va'osa Shah. Same hour. Lashonah for the following year for that purpose. So that's what Rashi says there. Tamachokas Rishonim Tosus and Nida Mem Dalam Beis Dirmas Lashol Shemrom. He writes Yeshlomar the Kimle the Rabbanon Lo Boy Meislais. We don't require waiting Meislais. Okay, we don't have to. The day begins at nightfall, and if we have to wait till the act Meis, the actual time we were born. Also Tosus and Nida a little later Mem Dalam Beis Dirmas Lakulam Meislais Lo Behinan Behem Meislais Lashos. You don't need the exact hour. However, in Erechim, about Lamed Aleph and Aleph, different toasts. Now, we were explaining in the past, you know, sometimes there's steer in toasts, it's not a question because there are different Bali toasts. I mean, even on the yeshivas, we say, Rashi says this, Tosus says that. There's no person called Tosus, there's Balei Tosus. And sometimes the Balei Tosus have different opinions. There are many Balei Tosus. When you find the steering Rashi, it's the same Rashi. So you have to figure out why he said one thing in place A and one thing in place B. With Tosus, you can get away with it more easily because you can say this is Rabbi Natan, this is somebody else. And now we do find, and there are, you know, we do have certain traditions regarding certain sectors of these, but which Balei Tosus got onto the page? Sometimes it was the luck of the draw, the printer may. You know, I've always found, I've said this publicly a few times, I've always found myself that the Tosus HaRosh is clearer than the Balei Tosus that's printed on the page on many, many occasions. The Rosh, who wrote in the Halachas in the back, was printed in the back, also wrote Tosus, the same Patakashas, same Terutzim, but very clearer. Somehow he didn't make it onto the page, other people did. So it's a little bit, now, Kopal, the Mazel, feel safer to Rosh Behechel. Anyway, Tosus and Erechim, the Lamed Aleph has, that by Botar Echoma, the Inan Meislais Lashos, that's what they do have Meis Leis, and others say you don't need Meis Leis to show. There's a toast in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudam and Aleph. Also, that's what one of the commentators in the Rosh says, that's what the toast means. Also, you do need Meis Leis. So it's very interesting. An earlier source than all the toasts is the Shultas. There's a Shultas of Achaigon in Parshas Bechukosai, Shulta Kuf Tezayin. And he's talking there about Nidorim. Okay? And he says that he says you do require Meis Leis. And it's interesting in the Tziv. Wrote a commentary on the Shiltas called Hamek Shela, and the Tziv says that the Shiltas was out of print for a long time; it wasn't available. It was shown in many. A lot of people didn't see the Shiltas, and then they found the manuscripts. And then the Tziv writes, even though most people say that you don't have to wait in eighth place for Bar Mitzvah, he said, in my opinion, had more people known about the Shiltas, they would have been so fast to dismiss that position. That's what the Tziv says. That's a positive. I mean, you don't have to do that.
Earlier,
that was the older tradition. They think that they wouldn't have been so fast to say it only in May Slates. Yeah.
Dad, I'm just speaking to it. That, I think, would be an Akhmina, the Yusfira then. If you're born that
way,
you made an Akhmina. Yeah. You say, sure, you're stuck. That's not shameless. You can't say with the prophets.
Right. It'll make a difference for a lot of it. I'll tell you, it make a difference. The standard Bar Mitzvah boy. Okay, let's say the boy is born on, let's say like that case of this mother, I don't remember when the boy was born, but let's say he was born at 5 o'clock in the morning, so can he, what's his chiyah for Kiddush Friday night?
Can he be born? Yeah.
Right, I should take it in the morning. Yeah, that's right. Okay, but let's say Kiddush, and forget about him saying Kiddush, can he mostly, at his own Bar Mitzvah Friday night, can he be mostly the whole dinner? Huh? Kiddush is a Reiser, exactly. Yeah, that's true. So let's say we can tell, so that's not the issue here, but I'm just saying, it's not so partial. Or as you said, should let's say the kid became Bar Mitzvah, he was born at midnight. Okay, so midnight, so the father should tell him, "Stay, you should say Kriya Shema again, because now you're hired to rise." So the Kriya Shema is davening the marriage. So it's a big. Now the truth of the matter is, despite what the Mitzvah's assertion, that people wouldn't have dismissed it. Lamaisa, most of the Rishon, there's a Ramban and the Kedusha Ramban and Nida Menzan and Beis Masla Hadatanya. He also writes, "You don't have, don't need Meis Leis." The Rashba there in a thing, so you need the Menzan and Beis. Also, you don't need Meis Leis. Okay. There's a shach in Choshen Mishpat, and that same similar mention before Lamed Hey in Tifkot Aleph. He said you need Yud Gimel Shashanim Shlemos, but he also wants to say that you don't need Ein Tzarech LaHashrim Eis Leis B'Shos, and he quotes a different Tosas. But here's an interesting question. Okay, the Bach was asked in the Tshuva the following: Simon Kuf Mem Hey, Charles was a Bach Hayishanos. Al Dvar Hanolad Nar Hanolad Rosh Chodesh Teves. Kid was born Rosh Chodesh Teves. The era bar mitzvah shal bar shchodesh teves shiyom arishon there was shchodesh teves imutal is follow arvis the leil teves. Okay, and it was a fight. Can he daven meir for the tibur the night of his bar mitzvah 13? I want to become 13 for the almond. Leave the tibur. Okay. So, that's a good question. We'll see that in a second. So he says near beinai the apple pidan and ogun the tefillah ainam star from godol mamish. Okay, he says. You need your Gimel Shalom Shlemos and so on. He says, "Ain lo my divin." The only echad teshul is Gimel Shalom Meis Leis Atzosh Noad. Okay, you don't need Meis Leis, and he also assumes that it's okay without that. And he brings up various other dinim, and he also says the truth is Myrick anyway, as you said, what is Zappi Motzi is no Chazar. So Shach and Myrick. That's interesting. So that's in the Bach and the Tshuva. Okay, but in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Nun Gimel Matur, he quotes in Maharil. He says, "Kos of Maharil Bechatzila. Nar Shanasa Ben Shoshoshe B'Shabbos. Osir Liyoshif, Sibur B'Leil Osir Shabbos. The Afop." Now, but what is he talking about? He was talking the following case. He was talking, as we'll see in a second, in the summer, you make early Shabbos. Okay? You're down at 7 o'clock. Now, 1 second. So we're allowed to start at 7 o'clock. Now, can this kid, who's becoming Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, can he be the Chaz and say, Kiddush, whatever it is, on behalf of others that are early? Because, you know, I mean, early Shabbos, you can start Shabbos, but early Shabbos can't change the age of the kid. Or can it? Yeah, so that's an interesting question. And from here, you can go out and tonight and talk about what if you cross the international dateline? Taz says it does change with regards to the Sukkis and Shnatzer. That's right. Taz and Marshal, the famous Taz. Yeah, but the question is it only for Yom Kippur? Is it for everything? Is it for, if it's for Avelis, is it for woman counting Sfiras Nida and so on and so forth?
You said something before, I don't think it was.
Yeah.
You said that the midnight thing, you said that we'd have to repeat the Kriya Shema. I don't think that's correct. In other words, even if you're it's definitely a child. The famous machlokes by the Savelis between the Russian and the Maharam.
Yeah.
Because
it counted.
Was his parent.
Yeah.
He was no Avelis.
Right. And now it became a god. Yeah.
So the Russian says no.
Right.
You report to your father.
Right. So that's a very good question. What's that? No, what he's saying is like this. That's the question. It is you are potter from Tashlumin when you weren't prior to begin with. So what's the status of their Kiddush with regard to that? Is Kiddush really a din all Shabbos, but we have to make it Friday night, or is the rest of the time? It's a good question. It touches on all of that. That's the longest of sukkahs. It's correct.
You show Shabbos just at one moment?
Right, or is it the whole time? So that's part of the sukkah. I remember the avodah is very interesting, you know, since we mentioned this, and we'll wrap up in a second, by Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen has to be on day 31. As the child lives 30 days, the Pidyon HaBen is day 31. Right. On day 31 is when the Pidyon HaBen is. So our minute, let's say our minute Ashkenazim, you ever notice there's no Pidyon HaBen at night?
Right.
We always make the Pidyon HaBen usually late in the day and it goes into the night, but the actual Pidyon HaBen is never made. Why don't we make the Pidyon HaBen right at day 30? So that night you should make the Pidyon HaBen. In fact, sorry, I didn't do it. Okay, but most Ashkenazim do not. And that is because there's a question. What do you mean 30 days? It's the same issue. Is it 30 days in the Eis Leis? Okay, so even though we tend to assume not so, but the minig among Ashkenazim, that's one reason behind the minig among Ashkenazim. We usually think about it. Pidyon HaBen is even invited to. We usually most, but if you make it late in the day, that's the point. You're covering most situations. I think so.
But if you do,
no, Pidyon HaBen. Nah. Pidyon HaBen, I don't think so. Most Pidyon HaBen.
Mine, I don't remember.
Was it a Friday?
No, it was a Sunday.
Oh, it was a Sunday, huh? So you're right, there's nothing more. So I know most people. I know, so we had with my grandma. I think it's usually in the afternoon.
But they just had one.
Yeah, it was usually in the afternoon. If you can't, the other reasons sometimes. Now, the fact is, it's Friday. See, my grandson was a Friday. So if it's Friday, you don't, just like you don't make the Purim Suda, most people don't make the Purim Suda late in the day, so it's not to interfere with Shabbos. You don't make a Suda for picking up Ben either. So I was trying to catch, he was born right around the noontime, my grandson. So I was trying to see if we could a little bit stall, the pigeon on bed until noon, and we covered that cheetah also. But it was this time of year, it was November, so it was a short Shabbos, and we were in Philadelphia, that's where my son was from, so people had to get to places. Anyway, so they did it right around 11 o'clock. They couldn't wait. Okay, it's a big deal. It's certainly good. It's good the night before. It's no question. Most of us are true. There's no question it's good the night before. As far as we do it. Well, we didn't know that shit. After my son told me a chat, he said, you should be happy because you had the mace lace. I said, no, we were an hour short. Said, no, because in the meanwhile, we changed the clock. So the next 3 days is November. So it was about the time. Okay, anyway, just to finish up. So the Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Nun Gimel, that same Siman Aruch Chaim, Sif Yud. Some places, anyway, they let a kid daven for the Omer on the Friday night and on Motzei Shabbos. But there are more rights. He writes, a kid should not daven for the Yom Friday night. Even if he became 13, that's his bar mitzvah, that's Shabbos. Aimless follow Arvish Shal Shabbos, the Harai Adayan Aimlo Yud Gimel Shana. It sounds like he's requiring what? Nace Lace. He says a kid should not daven for the Meir of Yom Friday night because he hasn't had 13 full years. Now the Mogen Avraham explains the Ramo, he means, if you've got new Gimel, Pirish, he says the Ramah only means, because in Europe gets dark very, very late, right, in the summertime. So in our areas, we daven Marv early, and therefore, he doesn't enter 14 till Shabbos. But if Yavel and Mispal and Arvis Belaila, but if they tack it in the wintertime, they daven Marv at night, then Mutter Lavo is Nets, everybody's Mutter, because we don't require Me'eslais. And the Shabur says the same thing as Rukam Lamed Gimel. He says, Rotzalom, Makomo, Shanog, Mispal, Shal Shabbos, Marv, Shabbos, Yom, Mishum Tosef, Shabbos, then Mikom Mokom, Hare Adayan, Lishma, Yagimel Shona, Adlel Shabbos. So listen to the language of Mishabur, Shetosef, Shabbos, Eno Moe, Lim, and Shnosi, Mehanah. Adding on to Shabbos doesn't impact the age of the kid, okay? The davening after dark in the winter, then mutaler and then it's not a problem. That's what Chadam writes as well. Lamais, at the end of the day, I think most people assume they don't have to. You don't have to daven. You don't have to wait for Meis Leis. And actually, we'll finish with this. And the Behuda writes in the Tshuva Madura Tinyana or Chayim Sin Vav. Okay, somebody asked him a question of Var Sheiloso Bekatan Sheigia Lechal Yudgimel Shana Mitzas Hayom Imutzar for Lasor. Can you count them to a minion? He's not becoming Baruch later in the day. He said Lo Yadati Mahu Mesupak. I don't even see the Shala. Look, our Poshet Aminik. The Minig like the Mogen Avraham. The Keichet Kishechoshko Leil Yom Shenolavo. Immediately at nightfall on the day of his birthday, the Hainulaya Shachar, that night, the day he was born, that's already Kvar. Well, he says, say something, that's a different problem. He says, Lila. He says, Choshcha. Is that dark? Okay. Kvar, Mikri, Ben Yud, Gimel, Alechav, Arshay, Lavo, Lismeateva. It's not a problem. And at the end, he says, that's the minig in Kvar Yisrael. He writes, Velachain, Al Yazuz, Min HaMinag. Nobody should tumultuous about this. The minig in Kvar Yisrael is like this, and that's part of our tradition, so therefore we don't require Meis Leis. Then it seems common, notwithstanding, that the Shulchas might have influenced people. Otherwise, Lamaisa and the Sechem, of course, many disagree with Lamaisa. So I think there are some people privately who will tell the kid, sometimes you see the Shiloh about matzah, let's say. By the time they get up to eat the matzah, the kid, his birthday is born Pesach, it runs for 1 o'clock in the morning. We tell him again to eat matzah later because I have matzah. So there are people who privately have certain chumras in this area. But Lamaisa, for the public purposes, we treat the bull by Yom even on Shabbos, that the kid can daven for the Yom and leave the Sibur. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos.